Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast by Gaminol Tutors. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and today I will be covering all sorts of things that are ASVAB related. If you have an ASVAB coming up, or if you just want to prepare for any standardized test that's high stakes, this show was made for you. Let's get you the best possible score so that you can open the most doors and make the most informed decision with what to do with your future. Hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast. My name is Mickey Gaminol, and I am so excited that you're joining us for today. I am extremely pumped about 2023, and I cannot wait to get into this new year. I've got a ton of different goals on physical fronts, on mental fronts, on business fronts, and I know that this year I have a lot on my plate, but I've got everything, all the resources that I need to really execute and go out there and get after it. And so I'm very excited for the new year, and I hope you are too. Every year I say new year, new me, and I say that to encourage myself for new goals. Even though, you know, sometimes I don't change in the direction I want to in the new year, or sometimes things go sideways, always I'm a different person every single year. And you are too. You're different from your experiences. Even if your experiences are the same as they were last year, experiencing them for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, you get more and more in tune with that. So even you, even though if you feel like you've been in a slump for a long time, if you've gone through multiple years doing the same thing over and over again, the truth is you're different than you were last year, even if it's just not in the direction you want to go. And that's okay. It's a new year and you can do whatever you want with it. All we know for sure is that this year is going to pass. So it's really up to you on how you want to spend it. So today I'm doing a podcast on how to dominate the ASVAB in 2023. So I've got a little checklist here. I've got a few things to help you dominate the ASVAB. Some things are going to be related to study plans. Some things are going to be about relieving test anxiety. And then also we're going to plan for the worst. We're going to plan for what happens if you fail. And I'm an advocate for that because oftentimes we do what's called catastrophizing. We make something up to be really, really, really big deal. The old saying is when you make a mountain out of a molehill. So let's say, you know, you go in your backyard, you see a molehill, and every time you look at it, it's scaring you more and more because you're thinking, oh gosh, those moles are gonna, you know, eat my garden or whatever. The idea is that it's just a small molehill, but every time you see it, your association with it gets worse and worse. So you catastrophize that molehill. And this happens with testers all the time. So we'll get into that. And then, I'll wrap up. So let's get started. First thing you want to do is get in contact with a recruiter. If you're someone who has fallen off, you know, and you've been talking to recruiters on and off for years or, you know, months or whatever it is, don't worry. These recruiters, their job is to recruit. I have so many students who are like, oh, my recruiter might be mad at me. My recruiter might not be, you know, my recruiter thinks that I lied about the PICAT or whatever the recruiter's thing is. The truth is the recruiter's got a lot of other recruits to recruit. So they probably don't think about you as much as you think about them. One. The other thing is that their job is to recruit. You know, a baker's job is to bake. And we don't say, oh, you know, they're afraid of the dough or anything like that. These recruiters are used to recruits falling on, because life changes. And so don't worry about reaching out to your recruiter and having them be offended that you went ghost for a couple months or a couple years. You know, things change. So if they're still actively recruiting and you're still looking to get into the military, that's a match made in heaven, right? That's exactly what you want. So don't worry about the past. Don't bring all the baggage into it of, oh, he texted me, you know, 3 weeks in a row and I completely ignored him. Like, he might be a little stern with you, but that's, at the end of the day, this is a 6-year commitment for the military, you know, 3 to 6 years. It's going to completely change your life. So don't let a little bit of fear of getting in contact with the recruiter hold you back. All right, so let's get into the nuts and bolts. I'm going to talk about beginning a study plan. So study planning, studying is really important. I mean, we could wrap up this episode by just saying, you know, how do you pass the ASVAB? How do you dominate the ASVAB? You study. And that's true. You know, that's really the only option you have is to study. But I'll get a little bit deeper into this. So one thing that I heard of recently that I'm going to start encouraging my students to do, because I've always had students take practice tests all day long, which are great. But what you can do is at the same time every day leading up to your test, you can take a practice test. So let's say your ASVAB test is going to be on Tuesday at 6 a.m. Well, every morning you should wake up at 6 a.m., you know, leading up to that test, even if that's a month, and just take a quick practice test. You don't have to do the full 2.5 hours every single day, but you can spend a couple hours or, you know, a half hour, even 10 minutes. Some is better than none, and, you know, a lot's better than some, but anything is better than nothing. So, you know, just go through, take a practice test at the same time every day. That way, when it's time to take the test, not only have you seen a bunch of questions, seen how they work, you also are ready for that specific time of that day. So your body and your mentality is primed to go through and dominate. Next, I recommend focusing on the concepts of math and English. Those are going to be some of your biggest score shifters. Your verbal communication score and your math score really make up a lot of your AFQT. So that's word knowledge, paragraph comprehension, math knowledge, and arithmetic reasoning. And the good thing about those two is you can alternate between the two. So you don't have to, you know, burn yourself out for hours and hours with math. You can actually just do 20 minutes of math and 40 minutes of English and see if that makes you feel better. Or if it's the other way around where you feel like you're really bad at English, but math is kind of your jam, you know, flip it. Do 10 minutes of English and then 40 minutes of math. So you're really just trying to build up momentum in studying habits. You're trying to feel better about studying and feel like the confidence come to you as you continue to study. Last thing I would encourage you to do is to read more. Whatever you like to read. Like, a lot of times we find ourselves scrolling on TikTok or on Instagram or whatever, and I would encourage you to just find an article that you find interesting. Look for a book that you've been wanting to read, or pick up a magazine that you think would be worth reading, and read a few articles. If there's a couple words in there that you don't know or you haven't heard, go ahead and look those up. Like, it's gonna make you better with whatever concept you enjoy. So if you're reading about motorcycles, you're gonna get better at knowing what's going on in the world of motorcycles. So looking up those words and building that vocabulary doesn't have to be this miserable thing. All right, next, I'm gonna talk to you guys about relieving test anxiety. So one thing that I always tell my students is that you don't have to take the full test at once. You're just taking the test one question at a time. And that's really the only way to attack a test. If I walk into a test and I think all about my English and my science and my mechanical comprehension, but I'm taking a math knowledge test, I'm going to really devastate my score because I'm overanalyzing. I'm jumping out of what's right in front of me. And usually what's right in front of you is one question and four answers, and you're just looking for the best one. So if you can do that, you're in really good shape. Next, for relieving test anxiety is sleep and exercise. This is great while studying, but also leading up to test day. If you exercise the day before, you're gonna get better sleep, and you're going to feel better when it's time to take the test. You're not gonna be pacing back and forth and super anxious because hopefully you worked out enough that your body's a little tired and your mind can take over. That's kind of the sweet spot of where you want to be on test day. Next, go ahead and keep your eye on the prize. Imagine how you'll feel when you succeed, not when you fail. Students and teachers, everyone makes this mistake. We always think about what's going to happen when we fail, how bad is it going to be when, you know, everybody finds out how horrible we are at math or English, or, you know, what's my recruiter going to think and all that sort of thing. Try to think about what's going to happen when you succeed. Think about how whoever supports you, if your parents are going to be proud of you, or if your brother and sisters are going to be really stoked, or if you're being a really good role model for your children. You know, whatever you think is going to be give you that positive mindset for this is what I'm doing this for. That idea is going to be really what carries you through the test and also through the entire enlistment, because it's a whole process and it's not just about the exam. So try to stay focused on what happens when you succeed. Now that we got that out of the way, I'm going to start talking about failure. So let's talk about what happens if you fail. Again, the first thing to do is remember that it's all good. Anybody who ever did anything worth doing has failed at least once, maybe multiple times. There's a million stories out there of different famous entrepreneurs and CEOs who got rejected. You know, Michael Jordan got rejected, and I think he failed his high school varsity basketball team. These kinds of things happen all the time. And so failure is really, it's not even an obstacle to success. It's a prerequisite. So what that means is you must fail in order to succeed. It doesn't set you back to fail. It really helps you to grow. So remember, if you fail a test, that's just one more step on your way. And that's a step in the right direction. The reason that that's a step in the right direction is because you would think, oh, I failed, so now I've lost all my confidence. I disagree. I think that the person who never tried and never failed has much, much less confidence than somebody who's failed before. If you failed before, you actually know that it's not that big of a deal. You can actually go back and retry and retake it. So keep that in mind. Just because you failed before, it is a step in the right direction. I do recommend taking a week off or a day off or a month off or whatever amount of time you think is worth it, depending on how soon you're trying to get into the military. Take a little bit of time off of studying. Don't turn around and like go crazy with studying, because you might just burn yourself out and feel like it's hopeless. So I recommend taking a little bit of time off, realizing like, oh, there's more to life than just studying for the ASVAB. And then after that amount of time goes by, you know, put it on your calendar. Oh, I'm going to start on such and such date. And then you can start on that date, and you can start with a renewed sense of confidence that you've actually seen the test. You know what to expect when you go in there, and you can do that. What I don't advocate for is doing the same thing over and over again. Albert Einstein said it best. He says the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So if you failed multiple times and you're getting ready to take it again, ask yourself what's changed between this next time that you're going to take it and the previous times when you failed. And it can't really be about the hours, right? Like it could be, oh, I put in 20 hours versus 10 hours of study time. Well, that's fair, but is it quality 20 hours? Try to think more in terms of quality study time. You really want to be understanding the concepts. Like I try to get my students to get to the point where they feel like they wrote the test themselves. They see the mistakes that the test is trying to get you to make. You know, they can tell, oh, the test wants me to pick B, but that's because of the negative that I knew and I caught this time. So if you can start seeing the way that they're trying to get you, then you're in really good shape. All right, guys. Well, go get them. And all the best to all of my ASVAB test takers in 2023. The military needs you. You know, the military really needs a lot of people who are smart, but more important than just being smart, learning to be smart, open-minded, and willing to grow. So the military needs that kind of person now more than ever. So be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner, and I'll see you guys next time. Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore, because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right. And so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL. And you can do that for $53 off. Just go to GAMONALTutors.com, GAMONALTUTORS.com. And you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL and let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic, can be found at GAMONALTutors.com and use coupon code GAMONAL for $53 off. Thanks, and can't wait to hear your story.